Describe your Mr. Right, Miss Right. My parents advised me to play the field and date around a while before going steady. They said I should not go steady with the first boy I meet. Actually, I dated a boy in high school, but my parents never found out. It was only puppy love, but for 2 whole weeks I was in heaven. From that boy, Mr. X, I learned what qualities I want in Mr. Right. I want looks, money, and body. First, I am not the superficial type, but I would like my husband to be good-looking. First, I want good-looking kids, and for that, I need a good-looking husband. Second, there is prestige to having a handsome man. The bad news is, some good-looking men are not faithful. My father is good-looking and faithful, and my mother told me how she trained him. And she has a 4th-degree black belt in Taekwondo. Second, I am not a material girl, but I would like financial security for my family. I would like a nice new apartment, nice car, and European vacations. I will work to help, but I want my kids to have the advantage of good schools and a good education. I do not want to worry about money my whole life, so I would never date a poor man. I did that in high school. Never again. Show me the money. Third, I want my husband to be tall and well-built because I want my kids to be tall and healthy. I do not want someone who is overweight because I am a little overweight. If I marry someone like that, our kids will have to diet their whole life. No way do I want that. Studies show that tall people make more money and get more promotions. Finally, I think most people will pick personality, but I think that's wrong. Everybody is nice to people they like, so if they like you, of course, you will like their personality. Children don't come from personality, they come from physical attraction. Anyway, I want my children to be good-looking, have enough money to have a good life, and to be tall and healthy.